The project, called the Open System Acquisition Initiative, is the successor to what Air Force officials first unveiled as PlugFest Plus back in December. The idea all along has been to use a funding vehicle called Other Transaction Authority to award small contracts to companies to build prototypes that can be used to quickly upgrade existing Air Force systems using open architectures. Within the next few days, the Air Force expects to release a solicitation looking to award contracts to public or private consortia to manage that OTA process. Dr. Bill LaPlante, the Air Force's Assistant Secretary for Acquisition, says the Air Force sees the OTA concept as important to the service's overall open architecture strategy. If it wants companies to build small modules that can plug into its systems, the Air Force needs to offer some promise of funding.
The government might hold a conference at George Mason University, and companies can come and show off their application or their software, and they can plug it in and show it to the government. And if the government likes it, the idea is it'll lead to some hopefully future funding. Well, let's do that, but then we're going to add a plus at the end, PlugFest Plus. The second plus is, let's use something called Other Transactional Authority to see if we can get people on contract within a week so you can walk away from it basically with a contract. Now, you don't have a contract that your system, your capability is going into DCGS necessarily, but you're under contract to develop it as a prototype so it can be considered for the next block. And we've got, I think it's up to 30 companies that are going to participate in this. And if it works, we'll tweak it. I mean, we'll look and see if it works, and we'll tweak it. We'll start doing these kind of things for our other open systems.
The Air Force is using its Distributed Common Ground System as its first test case. DCGS is the service's main technology platform for gathering, analyzing, and disseminating intelligence data, and the Air Force wants to modernize it by automating some of the manual processes users have to go through right now to tag and redact information that's destined for foreign governments. DCGS is one of the first systems the Air Force is migrating to its new open architecture framework known as Open Mission Systems. But several others are being considered as candidates for the Open System Acquisition Initiative, including the service's Air Operations Centers, Theater Battle Management Core Systems, and several of its cybersecurity systems. LaPlante says in order for open architecture to take hold and yield good candidates for system upgrades, the service will need to have plenty of viable prototypes already on the shelf.
When you have an open architecture, you still have to do another thing just beyond having the open architecture. You can't just say, here's an open architecture, we're going to do a block upgrade to it to improve this capability, a radar or a processor or whatever. Industry, give us your stuff. Show us what you have. Well, because what does industry have? They have IRAD. Well, that's not fair to industry, actually. You should actually have a regular way to put industry on contract, academia on contract, small businesses, so there's a constant influx of candidates that you can put into blocks of your open architectures. That's something that is often missed when the government sets up open architectures. They don't do that.
The open architecture push is not limited to strictly IT systems. It also includes one of the Air Force's three largest weapon system priorities, the mostly secret long-range strike bomber. Officials expect to select a winner in the initial competition to build that plane within the next 1 to 2 months. But LaPlante says the government will own the technical baseline, and open architecture will let the government solicit competition for entire block upgrades and future versions of the bomber, or for individual subsystems along the way.
It allows you basically at the interfaces to say, well, we're going to upgrade the radar. Let's compete the radar. We're going to upgrade the processor. Let's compete the processor. Oh, the threat has changed. The EW threat has changed. Okay, let's turn around an algorithm. You can turn around an algorithm a month and put it into the airplanes. That's what open architecture allows you to do.
PlugFest Plus, and now the Open System Acquisition Initiative, is part of a larger Air Force effort called Bending the Cost Curve, a set of projects Air Force Secretary Deborah Lee James first announced in January to work with industry to speed up the acquisition process and lower its costs. LaPlante says there are now 14 such projects in the works. The Open System Acquisition Initiative is just one of them. Others include an active effort to figure out why it takes the Air Force so long to award sole source contracts, currently 17 months, and a new effort to help U.S. aerospace companies sell their goods overseas by letting the Air Force provide airworthiness certifications as a service.
I say, well, why are you doing that? Well, the issue is that when a company is trying to, say, sell something overseas, it's good for everybody. It's good for our industrial base. We want this. It's good for our allies. But it's very hard if a program is not a program of record for a company sometimes to be able to get an overseas client. A client may say, why isn't the Air Force buying that, for example? And sometimes it's because, well, the Air Force doesn't have a requirement. Well, can the Air Force give you airworthiness certification? Well, it turned out we can't, because unless you're a funded program, we found out you can't do, the Air Force can't work on you for airworthiness. We're now going to fix that on a fee for service, and we're going to see how many people are interested in it. Where if you pay as a fee for service, we'll do things like airworthiness for you. I turned this over to my bending the cost curve people because it was going slow, and they're putting this together. It's great. So we're doing lots of experiments like that under bending the cost curve.
Those 17 ideas also include some that are still in the realm of highly experimental, including one that would use IBM's Watson, the former Jeopardy champion, to handle much of the legwork currently performed by contracting officers by teaching Watson the Federal Acquisition Regulation.
I'm not kidding. And then what we want to see if we could use capability like Watson, how far can that, no pun intended, how far can that go? And that really was not a pun. In automation on some of the acquisition practices where you have almost artificial intelligence thinking through acquisition. I mean, it's a little humorous, but we're trying lots of different things with industry, and it's a lot of fun.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.